Is it just me, or are you also finding more people than normal being just a little cranky? Of course, you're not. And certainly I'm not. Priests don't get cranky. We're not actually human. Just to confirm your suspicions. No, pandemic and patience and exhaustion seems to be affecting nearly everyone. More than one priest in the Archdiocese has taken a leave of absence during this time to recoup and recover. What many are experiencing appears to be a real thing. I think the official diagnosis is the cranky COVID crud. See if this rings true for you. If you're cursing your facial covering, yet liking how it hides your muttering, you have the cranky COVID crud. If your kids aren't getting much learning because they're virtually schooling, you could have cranky COVID crud. If your social calendar is empty and are confined on quarantine, you likely have cranky COVID crud. If you're asking how much longer and dreaming of when it's over, you surely have the cranky COVID crud. If your glasses tend to fog up because you're being asked to mask up, chances are you got the cranky COVID crud. If you're hoarding all the TP, even though you have more than plenty, you're sick with the cranky COVID crud. And if you're looking towards Christmas to get away from all this, be sure not to spread the cranky COVID crud. It's hard not to be overwhelmed or discouraged by things, isn't it? It's helpful to have a little laughter, even if it's laughing at herself or maybe at our priest. So much of this past year has not matched up with our expectations and has gotten the better of us from time to time. Expectations arise from our worldview, which is the primary lens through which we see life. I dare say that all of us could have defined the word pandemic, or at least described it, but it was not in our worldview as something that really could be part of our lives until it forced itself upon us this year. If it had been part of our worldview, then our expectations wouldn't have been so significantly affected. We could have accepted it and dealt with it better. For example, the flu is part of our worldview. I may be disappointed when I get it, but I'm more morally prepared for the flu bug should it strike, because it exists within this larger way I see the world. Not so until now with pandemic. There are events that force themselves into our worldview, like the pandemic. It can't be denied or ignored. Yet there are other events which appeal to the general way we see things, but don't impose themselves upon us. The gospel records one such event. An angel, a messenger from beyond the visible confines of this world, surprised the lowly young woman with his royal greeting, "Hail, full of grace." Sensing her confusion, he works to help her understand by speaking of what God intends to do if she says yes, and he also helps her by alluding to the story about King David, some of which we just heard in the first reading. It's a story that formed part of Mary's worldview, a worldview which understands that God intervenes in this fallen world, that he has made promises to do so in a profound way, and that he involves human beings in his larger plan of setting things right by establishing a kingdom in which God and man dwell together. Now, Mary's response suggests that she was not only not expecting to be a mother, even less a mother of the heir to David's throne, but also that she was not expecting the shocking way God was planning to execute his plan by himself becoming David's son and heir. Yet the way in which Mary understood the world allowed her to collaborate with God's plan, even though she had imagined something different for herself, and even when profound sorrow and hurt came her way. Her religious faith, her upbringing, and her virtue allowed her to situate the extraordinary events in her life within this larger context so that they didn't overwhelm or burden or get the best of her. Friends, Mary's worldview is our heritage too, but I do think we're forgetting about it, losing sight of this larger context and plan in which God has involved us. As it's forgotten, our focus turns to our plans and a comfortable life, and consequently, our life becomes smaller. Annoyances and sufferings take on an undue weight because our lives are less and less about something bigger and grander than our little old self. We're soldiers in this cosmic battle, and yet we're annoyed by inconveniences and thrown off balance by things not going our way. We've lost sight of God's extraordinary plan of setting things right, which at times does involve hardship and loss, but in return gives meaning to our lives, to every moment of our existence. You're not just waiting things out at home, but you're given the opportunity to collaborate with God as he makes all things new by using your time well, by calling others who are homebound, by fighting back impatience with your spouse or siblings, and limiting your intake of unhelpful TV, which is the majority of it. You're not on this earth just to buy stuff and long for what your neighbor has, but to bring about a new heavens and a new earth by giving to those in need. Your job isn't just to feed, clothe, shelter, and take your kids to school, but to impart to them a worldview that enables them to see things as they are and to find their place in God's plan. The more this plan is lost sight of, the more greed, selfishness, pettiness, and frustrations will get the better of us, and the more our kids will be lost in this I generation with loads of stuff and comforts, but quite fragile and unhappy because their hearts have been made for something more. Christians, don't forget your extraordinary calling, which can even take into account a pandemic.